This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Sam, how are you doing?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Came out healthy. Obviously, not our best day out there yesterday, but we learned from it today and looking to bounce back this week.
How did your arm feel?
Good. Yeah, shoulder felt really good throughout the whole game, and even today, it felt really good.
How do you bounce back? I mean, it's 0-11. How difficult is it to just get focused on the Raiders and kind of forget what's going on?
Yeah, it's really just continuing to take it one day at a time, and that's what we're doing. Today we looked at the tape, saw we can get better, and learned from some of our mistakes. And, I think for us as a team, we do a really good job of that. It's just, trying to get better every single week. That's our goal, and, we're just going to continue to keep doing that and obviously look for ways to win this ball game. And, if we can do that, I feel like, we have a pretty good chance on Sunday, and we just got to go out there and do what we do and, just try to go out there and get a win.
How did it feel for you to be out there and have your full complement of receivers? That's the first time all year that you've been able to look out there and see all those guys there.
Yeah, it was nice to have those guys back, and obviously me playing healthy. It felt good out there. Obviously, couldn't get things going the way that we wanted to. We had some good drives, just couldn't finish in the red zone. And, we got to be better on third down as well. So for me personally, just obviously those two interceptions were bad plays and, missed a couple throws other than that. So it's, looking back on the tape, we – made some mistakes, but, we just got to continue to learn from them and bounce back.
And just help me out when you say, because you say about got to look at the tape, be better. Why is that not happening, right? It doesn't seem like you're getting better. It doesn't seem like you're learning from your mistakes. So what happens? What's breaking down from what you see on film and then translating it onto the field on Sunday?
Yeah, again, we just got to, do everything that we can and focus on, learning from the tape and then also, taking what we do in practice and making sure that translates over to the game. I think that's the biggest thing is, and then making adjustments to some of the things that they do in game and, talking about it on the sideline and making sure that we're all on the same page.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, now you see the game a completely different way than we do. I mean, we're pedestrians watching what you're looking at, and that's your way of life. But the one thing that I've seen a couple of times, and you always come on the air, I've got to correct that, is moving to the right, throwing across your body to the left, and then after the game you go, I can't do that. Why does that keep happening?
No, I think for me, there's always that fine line of, making sure that, I'm staying – I make sure that I'm, continuing to stay on the move and continue to make plays that way if something's not there at first. I'm not going to shy away from doing that. Obviously, I got to make better decisions in space, and I'm working on that. But, at the same time, it wasn't necessarily, thrown across my body on that, on that first interception. I was moving downhill. I felt really good about, where Jameson was and, he made a really good move and juked inside and tried to go towards the sideline. And, I threw it on that first move inside. And, it was just, we came back on the sideline, got on the same page, but it was just unfortunate. And, I was in control and I didn't really see it as necessarily throwing across my body.
Who's calling the plays, Sam?
For me, you know, I'm listening to one voice in the helmet, and that's Adam. You know, in terms of who's calling the plays, I think that's a better question for Adam.
You've been so supportive of Adam. Even after yesterday's game, he's your coach. You know, we have to play better. And a lot of people in the league are not as supportive. Is that just you being a great guy and a great player for your coach? Or do you really truly believe that Adam is not the issue?
No, he's definitely not the issue. You know, I think there's definitely ways that, you know, we can help him out as players. And, you know, we just got to be better that way. I think everyone can look at the tape and look themselves in the mirror and understand, you know, how they can get better. And, you know, we just got to continue to understand how each and every person can get better. And, you know, everyone's got to look in the mirror and ask themselves that question. You know, how can I get better? And that's the only way that you improve.
Are now, you losing confidence at all, Sam? I mean, is it tough not to lose confidence? The team's 0-11?
No, I'm not losing confidence. You know, I've always had confidence in myself and my abilities. You know, it's just about going out there and executing the game plan and, you know, not trying to do anything outside of, you know, myself. You know, not trying to win the game on one throw or one possession. It's about just taking it one play at a time and, you know, looking at the game, I feel like I did that. Obviously, on those two interceptions, maybe I was trying to make more happen than, you know, was actually there. But, you know, at the same time, I'm going to continue to try to make plays for this team and do what I can to put us in a position to score touchdowns and ultimately win football games. Mm-hmm.
You have confidence in this game plan. You have confidence in yourself. But you're 0-11. So what do you see from Adam Gase that we're not seeing? Because we're neophytes. We're on the outside. We look at record. We look at how the play ends up at the end of the day, right? You're in there. You're in the meetings. You've gained that confidence based on having more knowledge of Adam Gase than we do. So what do you see that we're not seeing?
Yeah, you know, I think Adam proves us every day, you know, how much he knows about football. And when he talks about the game plan, he sells it to us as players. And, you know, we understand the whys behind everything. And we go out there ready to roll. And, you know, it's just, you know, for us, we got to execute better.
Sam, we thank you. Good luck against the Raiders. We'll talk to you next Monday.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.